Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, little Tucker, who got the big parade, all because our good friends from KCFD posted on Facebook about, hey, he really likes a parade. He likes motorcycles and he likes big trucks and he likes all that kind of stuff. And so they did a parade, and that parade was incredible. A People magazine did a story about it a few days ago. That's how big of a deal it was. And so the next thing that they are talking about, and this is up, if you want to see this, this is up on the Facebook page for Chandler Langford, posted all about this. They want Halloween candy. This is what it says. Due to Tucker's medical condition right now, he is unable to trick or treat door to door this year. We are asking if people can dress up and bring Tucker treats to our home. He will be on the front porch. It says Tucker will be outside Friday and Saturday night, and they give the address here, which I'm not going to give out on the air, but you can see it on Facebook if you want. And everyone is asking, do you mean this Friday and Saturday, or do you mean Halloween and the day after? And I can't tell from any response that has been given. When somebody said, is it for today and tomorrow or this week, there was just a thumbs up. Like, is it both? Oh, or is it? So it's hard to tell. Here's what I would assume is that if you were to bring stuff by Friday or Saturday night this weekend, if they're not home, leave it on the door. Leave it on the porch somewhere.
It would be better early than late.
I agree.
Right? Because next week it'll be the day after Halloween.
Right.
Right.
And you'll be busy on Halloween night. So maybe that's why if they're thinking about doing it this weekend.
I would also, though, say if you can't make it this week, then fine. Bring it by next week.
Right.
Are they going to have a problem with that? I doubt it. Like, so... Yeah.
Yeah. His favorites, because somebody asked, what are his favorite treats? Suckers, Sprite, Tootsie Roll, Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups. So maybe just do both.
Okay.
Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups.
Okay.
Yeah. Smarties and plain wavy potato chips. That's your shopping list. There are people in the comments to this that are calling him Kansas City's nephew, which is very cool. Yeah. So if you don't have your candy yet, even if you do.
If you're going out to get it, just buy some extra. If you have already bought it, there's no reason not to buy some more.
And I'm sure somebody asked about like stuffed animals and stuff like that. I mean, any comfort items, I'm sure he would appreciate.
The only thing I would caution with that is because what he has is such
because of the condition.
Autoimmune deficiency.
That's true.
And I don't know what his immune system is like. So I'm not saying your heart wouldn't be in the right place doing that, but I don't know that they can accept things like that.
They live in the Northland, just to give you an idea. Again, their exact address is up on the Facebook page, but it's in the area of Parvin Road and 435 to give people an idea. So if you happen to be up that way tonight or tomorrow night, anytime, I'm sure they would appreciate it.
And by the way, for people who don't know, Tucker.
Yeah.
He's a 3-year-old boy who's on hospice because he has a condition called butterfly. Is it butterfly skin? No, butterfly syndrome, where basically his skin is incredibly sensitive and it leads to all sorts of infections. And
it comes
issues.
Off.
And,
it's...
and he has been sent home from Children's Mercy and he is on hospice now.
So yeah, it makes him very sensitive to touch. And so which is also heartbreaking. I mean, to not be able to hug your kid.
Not be able to hold
you know.
Ah, stop.
Sorry. Okay. So do a good thing. This is where you can do the good thing. Go get his favorite Halloween candy and get a nice bag and stuff and dress up. Bring Halloween to him. Dress up. Especially if you already have your costume and you already know what you're going to do. This is your chance to give a little trial run and just show up. I can only imagine how many people are going to be at their house this weekend. To any of their neighbors, just be forewarned of the cars that are going to be on your street because it's going to be nuts and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And he's going to love it.
Every car shows just how much we care.
Yeah.
Before we get to the speaking of cars, what car color will tank your car's value? I wanted to give an update on the voting.
Oh, so I thought you won.
We did. It was an update at
final.
The end of the hour.
Okay.
No, that wasn't final. It was close to the final though. It was 43-33-24%. So we were talking about things that Kansas City does better than St. Louis. The voting was football won with 43% of the vote. Then attitude was 33%. And then the World War One Memorial and Museum was 24%. So
you and I are now tied. In the overall
rankings, standings.
6-6.
Is that Quentin's going on the board? Anywhere? Are we doing anything with that? Like at the end
I
of the year, do
keep
I have
track
to
of it.
Like, do we have to buy something or throw a party? I don't know.
We can think about it.
Yeah,
you're winning a lot
I think we
lately.
Do something with that.
I haven't won anything in a while. Quentin being in the mix definitely goofed it up, but that's okay. We love him anyway. So we can think about it. Sure. Yeah, make it a little interesting.
You won last week by picking my costume.
Oh, that's right. I did.
Yeah.
I might not have put that on the board. I can't remember. I don't always remember.
And then when I was gone on the 10th, you guys did food better as a leftover. I never know what told me who won that one. I might have to go back and listen to that.
It was like so long ago.
I don't remember what one either.
I'll go back and listen to it and add it in. Sorry.
I know like stew was a big one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what.
We might have to do an official score check on Monday, you know?
Oh, that sounds like a great, you're going to love that project. Go through and listen to every.
Well, I've had them all the way up to this point. I just don't know what happened on the 10th.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So all right, cool. What colors will depreciate your car the quickest? Apparently the two colors you should avoid when buying a car is blue and black. Blue cars rank as the worst performers for resale, coming with the steepest average drop among popular colors. According to Kelley Blue Book, blue vehicles are also harder to keep clean since water spots, scratches, and swirl marks show quickly. That extra upkeep doesn't help their resale prospects. So your depreciation is 27%, and the average value lost is $12,000.
Wow.
For black cars, that is second. The depreciation is 23%, so 4% less than blue cars, and the average value loss is $10,000, so $2,000 less. Despite being one of the most common shades on the road, coming second in Edmunds' list with 22% of the market share, study found that black vehicles depreciate more than most other colors. Shoppers may be drawn to the sleek look, but used buyers show less enthusiasm, dragged down sales and resale values. Kelley Blue Book noted that black cars look best right out of the wash, but dirt, pollen, and dust settle almost immediately.
Okay, so I had the car that I totaled, the Civic, was bright blue. Like bright, look at me blue. Yeah. And it was the first time I bought a car that I was willing to pay more for the color. I'd always had like a boring car. I'd always had a white car or I had like a turquoise car for a while. And it was the first time that I think I had a choice between this bright, gorgeous blue and a black or something. And it was $1,000 more for the blue car. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have this car for a long time. Little did I know. And I got the blue car. And I did not know that it would depreciate like that.
I'm not one to nitpick about stuff like this usually because I don't know colors from my own butt. But What kind of blue are they talking about? Yeah. Is it any blue?
Because it could
bright
be
blue? Is it dark blue?
Yeah.
Because if it's black, it depreciates less than blue. Well, wouldn't you think that darker blue would depreciate less than light blue?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a light blue car that I sold a couple of years ago and made money off of. Like I actually made money off of selling it. So it didn't really affect me, but I would think that white would be the worst, but it says white is the most stable on the list, only dropping 18% in value or about $7,000, and it tops the list of most popular colors at 25% of market share. I disagree. Like 100, the dirt shows up way worse on white, and it looks so much worse. The gap between white and blue is about $5,000, though. Wow. So if you're trying to keep the value on your car, according to this, you should buy blue or should buy white. Sorry, and not blue.
It also, to me, I had several white cars in a row. It kind of made me feel like I was driving an old lady car. It was also
a little bit. Why is that?
It was a Topaz. It was when Mercury did a Topaz, which they don't do anymore. I think they replaced it with the Tempo, which they maybe also don't do anymore. And I had a white Ford Escort for a while, and I had one more white car that I don't remember. But I always felt like driving a white car was like driving a granny car. And so
I don't know why, but I feel that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a good reason. It just felt like it was driving a granny car.
Like it just a giant old boat like Chrysler.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out. What does your car color say about you? Like if we did like mood rings for cars, like black, that's like executive energy. That's your playlist is 90% classical music and that white would be the grandma vibe, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
More maybe it's because like minimalist.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
It's just not flashy. It's the opposite of anything where you want somebody's attention.
If I see a large white sedan, I'm assuming there's a St. Christopher statue placed on the dashboard somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what my grandma had in her car.
But if I see a white pickup truck, I assume that you are from the country. Yes, that also. Yeah, I think it matters to me color for car versus truck. It also matters why you chose the color. Like, did it just because, you know, good used cars are hard to find right now. Is it just you wanted the car and you didn't care about the color so much? But if somebody has a really odd color of a car, I guess I assume they're cheap.
Yeah.
Because like you couldn't get it in a better color.
Well, maybe, but I assume they're very particular. Like, there's somebody who drives
a
Tesla
bad color,
and it's not a factory color. Like, they had to go and have it painted.
Wow.
So, like, I assume they have money and they're particular, but also what they're particular about is gross because it's this green, like Kelly green color, like spearmint green almost. And it, which I don't necessarily have a problem with as a color, but on a car, it doesn't look good.
Well, my friend has a little green Mazda, and we call it the Booger Mobile. So, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like, yeah. What if somebody's driving a red car?
I
drive a red car.
Don't red cars get ticketed more? Isn't that a thing?
They are perceived as being faster, or people think that people who drive red cars tend to drive faster.
Mine's a small SUV. The only reason I have it is because when I totaled my Civic, it was my mom's extra vehicle and it was easy to get it here, but I like it. I don't care that it's red, but I like it.
I think the red is canceled out by the fact that it's a Subaru,
mine's a Honda.
It's a Honda for some reason. I thought you drove a Subaru.
It's a Honda HRV. Yeah.
Never mind.
It's the junior SUV. Fine.
Then it's canceled out by the fact that it looks like a Subaru.
Oh. Do you not like Subarus?
No, I have no problem with Subarus. I just don't. I wouldn't assume that somebody driving driving a hatchback. I'm gonna assume you're not a speed demon. You're like responsible.
What? Okay.
If you're driving a hatchback, I'm assuming you're not somebody driving very fast.
Well, so not in this car, but when I had that, I have been known. The fact that I learned how to drive in downtown Chicago when I was 16, I have been known for speeding quite a bit, especially in that Civic, because it had the turbo engine. So it was like it wanted to be a sports car. But yes, with age has come a certain amount of restraint.
Okay.
There so yeah. So but Dana drives a red Tesla.
That she does. You know what? I wish I'd have seen this study when I was getting my car a couple of years ago, because I went with black because the red was, I think, $2,000 more. Mm-hmm. But apparently it saves you money on resale value. So get red.
Yeah, get red. Yeah. Oh, we have a caller.
913-586-7798.
Yep. Who's going to talk about insurance rates being affected by color?
Sure. What the hell?
Interesting. Okay, why not? Does he know what he's talking about? Let's find out. Hi, Jason in Raytown.
Hey, guys.
Never stopped us. Hey, Jason.
That's true.
Like up in Minnesota or Alaska, places where it snows a great deal, white cars cost more to insure because they're
can't
in more
see
wreck
them.
Because people can't see them.
Yep.
You could look it up, but it is true. I've lived in Minnesota
it.
For a very brief time, and it's those little odd things that you wouldn't think about, but it's true.
Any other colors that contribute to insurance rates?
Yeah, I was just thinking
I thought red cars cost more, too, as well, but I can't be positive on that. I just know for sure about the white cars in the snowy states. But I always thought red cars were more expensive.
Well, you'd any car that's hit more often would be harder to insure.
Insurance companies do not ask for the color on the application. They care about make, model, year, engine size, and claim history,
really?
According to this. But as far as they were just talking about red cars,
When they pull the VIN number, it will tell you what color it is, and the insurance rate will be higher.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
I want to know that. I want to know if there are certain colors besides, because that makes perfect sense in Alaska. That makes total sense.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. How does the color of your car affect other things in your life? Does it make people judge you differently? Does it raise your insurance rates? Does it make selling your car harder?
Huh.
And I'll just throw this out too as a random squirrely thing for the text line. It's the ugliest color of car. The ugliest color you've ever seen on the road. Puce? Goldenrod?
Is Dan Weinbaum here? I can't tell from back there if he's here. But do you know what he drives? Have you ever seen that?
Not recently. No.
We will take a pic. If he's here, we will take a picture of it and send it to you. I don't know what kind it is. It's a rugged man vehicle, but it's a color that it gets your attention.
That would seem hard to insure. Nobody can see it.
What did you say? Puce green? That except puce. Like a brighter puce.
913-586-7798. Your text and calls coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're talking about how the color of your car can affect its resale value. Then we were talking about how the color of your car can affect your insurance rates. Now I have a whole list of things that can affect your insurance rates that are interesting to me and a little irritating, quite frankly.
I was not shocked to hear the one about the color white affecting your insurance rates if you live up north. I do think that if that's the case, the insurance companies shouldn't get it from your VIN number. That should be something that they are upfront about, because it's a little bit duplicitous.
Yeah.
If they're charging you extra for the color of car you drive, but they don't let you know that.
Yeah. And we can get to your calls here in a second, but here were a few things that because I was looking for how color would affect it. I stumbled onto a list of some other things instead. Some car insurance companies take your occupation into account when setting your rates. In the eyes of a car insurer, high-risk occupations might include real estate agents, sales representatives, doctors, and attorneys. Because of their long work hours, on-the-job stress, lack of sleep, and amount of time they spend driving. Low-risk occupations would include scientists, accountants, teachers, and artists, because they stick to a normal sleep schedule.
When I was delivering pizzas, when I just started at 18 years old, delivered to my insurance agent, and he got mad.
Oh,
he was like,
wow,
I'm gonna pretend I didn't see this. And I was like, you didn't see what? Like, I don't need to tell you what I do for a living. That was weird. Yeah.
Married drivers pay about $160 less per year than single drivers. I guess they think you're going to be more responsible because you have someone else to worry about, something like that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Credit score can affect your insurance rates by up to $75 a month.
Why does that? I'm sure there's a reason for that. What? Why?
The credit score is such a complicated nonsense formula that none of us will ever be able to figure out. But they must assume that if you have a better credit score, then you're more likely to pay your rates, and that you're generally more responsible and not going to get into a wreck, I guess.
Okay.
Which is, I think, it's a big leap to take. But
I think it's a huge leap. Like, you're irresponsible with money, so you're obviously irresponsible with your car.
Yeah,
I don't, you're just a mess basically.
Yeah. You know, from head to toe.
I know that having a new car affects your insurance
rates. Oh yeah, and where you live affects your insurance rates.
It's comprehensive. Oh my god, yeah, that's one of the weirdest things. Everything else is way more expensive on the East Coast than here, but when we moved to the East Coast, car insurance was like half of
I wonder
what
why
it was here. Because Massachusetts, where we were living, has much safer drivers, or it's considered one of the safest states as far as driving is concerned.
Okay. So, your zip code matters in terms of what your rates are. But those are the biggest things. And then, of course, like your driving history and all that kind of stuff. But those are the things that might figure into it. So, Quentin, we were talking earlier about your credit score, about why it's good to have a good credit score. And generally, it only matters if you're getting a loan, like if you're getting a mortgage or getting a loan. But I guess it matters for your car insurance, too.
Well, like, some jobs will look at your credit score.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
Ridiculous.
I mean, credit, it's so stupid. I hate the credit score system. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. It is an arbitrary number.
Yeah.
That, I mean, there are some, like, you can look at, if you look up your credit score could drop. What?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where
that's
I'm at.
That's true. If you check it, it could go down.
Yeah.
If you check, because, oh, well, why would you even check it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you just assume it's good?
If I'm checking
that's
my score, you think I'm a responsible adult, and you think that should help my credit score.
Yeah. The most backwards thing about your credit score is that if you have been financially responsible and have had no debt, that hurts your credit score more than somebody who has accumulated debt and paid it off. I'm somebody who has had no debt other than my mortgage, and my credit score is lower because I never had to carry a balance on a credit card, and it just took me a long time. Now it's excellent, but it took me a while to get there. That is so backwards to me. You would think reward me for being financially responsible.
I found that out last year because we, while I was off, put some money on credit cards, And I was like, okay, once, because I was waiting for severance to kick in. And I was like, once that kicks in, I'll just pay off all the credit cards. And that's what we did. We floated ourselves for a couple months. And then once severance kicked in, I paid off all the credit cards and my credit score went down by like 60 points.
Yeah. And it'll tell you that when you look at the reason why.
Yeah.
It'll tell you that. What credit agencies like the most is having the maximum amount of credit available to you and using the least amount of that. I don't carry a balance, but like sometimes I'll order a bunch of stuff on Amazon and return it. Even if I have a $500 balance on my card that I'm going to pay off, that'll knock my credit score down. Like, give me until the end of the month to pay it off, and I will. So
that's why I use my credit card to pay for gas. That's it.
Oh, well.
Just because I know that, you know, it's like a weekly thing that I have to do. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
pay it off.
And I can, I know pretty much exactly what my credit card bill is going to be every month because I pretty much use the same gas driving to work and everywhere else is pretty close to my house. But yeah, I swear I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but I swear the credit score, whatever math that they do, is complicated, so we don't understand it.
From the text line, you guys are wrong. You don't understand credit and its importance, and because of that, you're poo-pooing it. What? I think they're trying to say poo-pooing it, but it's poo-pong. Look,
I have 16 credit cards. What are you talking about?
No one's saying credit doesn't matter. We're saying people treat it like it's a, no pun intended, G-damn religion. When it's a tool. A high credit score does not mean that you're rich. A high credit score doesn't mean you're responsible. A high credit score
doesn't mean
that you're better than everyone else. It just means that you're good at borrowing money and paying it back exactly like the banks like. But the problem with that is it's a nebulous system that nobody really understands. And one credit card will the way you pay it back will be different than the other one. And it's confusing and restrictive, and it affects so many things in your life.
And it feels like it's not within your control. It affects a lot of parts of your life, and it feels like it's out of your control. I'm a huge fan of credit. I talk about this all the time. Are you kidding me? I'm sitting on probably $5,000 right now in free points and miles and credits and things that I'll use for a trip at some point because of the number of credit cards that I have and the way I use them and paying them off every month.
I can't speak for Quentin, but I know between me and Jamie, we both have excellent credit.
So
it sucks because I think credit scores are bad because my credit's 500. No. I did well over 700.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than it used to be.
The only debt I've been in is paying gas with my credit card. I bought my car with cash. And I was able to pay for my school through the A+ program and all that fun stuff. So the first time I've quote unquote been in debt was through my stupid credit card.
Yeah. No, the last time I looked at my credit score was like 815.
I don't know what it is. I don't care at the moment. It is not affecting my life at all. Yeah. And it's not like me looking and knowing about it is going to change anything. So I have no idea what my credit score is.
Apparently looking and knowing
looking will hurt you.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I'm also 26, so.
You have time.
Yeah.
Worry more about retirement and stuff first before you worry about all that.
Coming up on the show, I don't know. Let's do this real quick. We're going to end the show with this. Tony Hawk, the skateboarder, sold a skateboard for $1.15 million. It's a little bit of an old story, but I just saw it, and I think that's fascinating. Better question is this, though. If we were to make a museum called the Gen X Museum, what would be in there? This would be in there for me anyways, that Tony Hawk was skateboarding was such a cool part of being young in the 80s and 90s. What else would be in the Gen X Museum? 913-586-7798. We'll do that coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Story came to us out of AP. The skateboard that Tony Hawk used to make history in 1999 has sold for a record-breaking $1.15 million. It was called the Birdhouse Falcon 2. It was used when he landed the first ever 900 trick at the 1999 San Francisco X Games.
The 900 trick, meaning he spun around
two and a half
times.
Turns. Yeah.
Yeah. Two and a half turns. And I remember it's a seminal moment for people who didn't even care about skateboarding or anything like that. Everybody had somebody who watched it and let them know about it the next day about it. It was the coolest thing ever. But my question is, if we started a Gen X museum, that would be in there. What else would need to be in the Gen X museum?
And for those who need to be clear,
yep.
I'm a young Gen X, so it's...
Me too.
It's,
I'm not even Gen X. I'm
you're millennial. Yeah.
We could do a millennial museum, but I think like you could have, like, I don't know, like Kurt Cobain's sweater from the Smells Like Teen Spirit video, or Walkman with foam headphones.
Yeah.
With the crappy little wire that went over the top that would bend if you fell asleep with them on.
Like, my first computer was a Commodore 64. I mean, that was when personal computers came out. I had the Commodore 64, then the Commodore 128. In fact, I still have it in a box somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah, where you had to type. I'll never forget it because my paternal grandfather was very into computers, oddly. And you had, in order to start anything, you had to type load and then whatever the program was.
It was DOS.
Yeah.
It was text-based.
Yeah.
We had a Commodore 64 and I guess it was like the original like piracy because we just went over to some friend of my dad's house and he just copied a bunch of games on floppy disk for us. We took them home. We had all these like Atari games and stuff on it. It was awesome.
Yeah, like Frogger. I remember being one of the first games that it would play and Quentin has no idea what we're talking about. But yeah, that was the first personal computer that came out.
I know what Frogger is.
Do you know what MS-DOS is?
I mean, I was going to make a save icon floppy disk joke to show your age, but that's fine.
It is funny that the save icon is still a floppy disk when people of Quentin's generation have never seen a floppy disk. Let's see. JNCO jeans. Big enough to smuggle a boombox in. That would be in the Gen X museum.
Just hairspray because our hair got so high that those bangs, man. Just needed to be straight up
whatever
in the air.
Susanna Hoff was using in the Bangles video, in the Walk Like an Egyptian video. How about just Susanna Hoff? What is she up to?
The Bangles. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Since what, like an Egyptian?
Looking.
Oh, I bet she aged amazing. Very well. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look that up right now.
So, jelly shoes.
Jelly
shoes were a big thing.
Okay, that's the first thing. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jelly shoes?
Oh, God, yeah. How do you describe jelly shoes? They were. Like, what does that compare to? They were not very well supported shoes for your feet. your feet just kind of slid around in them. And they were made out of like the inside of like the Muscle Man, like just very hard, this very hard jelly. I'm not doing good. You have to Google it.
Yeah, they were like, did you already say this? I was looking at pictures of Susanna Hoffs. They're like Crocs, but
no,
for
I didn't
like
say
girls
that,
in
but,
the 80s.
Okay, but they were with like no Crocs, support. But they, yeah, were no support like, at all. They were just like strings of rubber. It was weird.
Made of PVC plastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tight rolling jeans. We did that.
Yeah.
We need an example of tight rolling jeans.
Beanie Babies.
Oh, Lord. And Troll Dolls.
That's for the younger ones, but yeah. Oh, Troll Dolls.
The Troll Dolls.
Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And Cabbage Patch Kids.
And Cabbage. And
Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Yes. And
with that crappy gum.
Oh, the Cabbage Patch doll. And then the next year they had the preemie. And that was a big deal when you got the bald one. And they all came with birth certificate.
I forgot about the preemie.
Yeah, that was like, for me, it was like 1985, 86. So you might have been a little like right on the edge.
My older sister had one.
Okay,
And I don't think I had one. I was a boy anyway.
Yeah.
I think they were more of a girl thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, remember though, it was like hysteria over
them. Oh, it was crazy.
I mean, I don't
trying to
that,
get them.
This personally, but they were literally, there was a riot where somebody was dropping them from helicopters onto people at a mall, and people were killing each other to get the Cabbage Patch dolls.
That's when Black Friday really was. I mean, you were in line all night long at Sears to be able to get those.
Or like Red Friday. Only, you know, not what we do here for the Chiefs. A Zima bottle with a bowl of Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Because if you had Zima, you put Jolly Ranchers in it, let it sit.
Bartles and James.
Yep.
That was a big thing back then.
Crystal Pepsi. They tried to bring it back.
They tried. It did not work at all. Like New Kids on the Block. I mean, when you think about like boy bands that were big, that was my first concert. The ability to burn CDs. Was a thing. We all burned. Like first it was a mixtape that you made on a cassette tape, and then you burned a CD for the person that you liked, and that was huge.
That burning CDs was crazy. And that's what we were saying earlier, like 1999 had everything you needed that we have now. We have not really advanced. We've just changed a little bit and made things worse. If you wanted to share music with your friends, you made them a playlist on a CD. It was actually more thoughtful and actually mattered.
Yeah.
Instead, now you're like, hey, look at my playlist. And then they don't even listen to it.
You just send them a link.
The Power Glove?
I don't know.
So Nintendo had a Power Glove.
Oh, okay.
And you could play games on it. I mean, it was just a controller. It sucked, by the way.
Okay.
It was terrible. Purple Passion. Okay, this is the first one. I don't know.
That was a,
I don't know what Purple Passion is.
Cocktail? Wasn't that a...
Was it? Is that Prince?
Why am I imagining a two liter bottle called Purple Passion that I thought had liquor in it?
Maybe it's just the color. I'm not seeing anything on it. Was it a drink or something?
I think it's a drink.
Somebody tried to say Zima five times and they ended up saying Zina, Zinina, and Zima. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
It's about time to do magic moments. But I'll tell you, we need to maybe bring that back for a list at some point.
Yeah, and we'll do the millennial list, and then we'll do the...
Maybe we should do it as the millennial list first, but man, that blew up on the text line here. coming up, we're going to do magic moments, end the show and end the week with magic moments. Quentin's going to play clips of things that Jamie and I have said this week, and we try our best to remember just what the hell we were talking about. That's next on Midday.
There she is. Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah.
How old is she?
By the way,
she's got to be
about 60.
60, 65, something like that. Yeah. She's still hot?
Let's see. Yes, she's still very, very attractive.
Yeah, not shocked. Quentin's looking her up right now. Has no clue who she is.
25.
That's not true. I know who she is.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't surprise me if you didn't.
If Quentin actually came in and said, I've been lying to you guys, I'm actually just a young-looking 53-year-old man, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, thank you for finally telling the truth. It doesn't say how old she is. She's 66. Yeah, oh, wow. Still look great.
Okay.
All right, it's time to end the week and end the show with magic moments.
I feel like we're going to struggle this week. I'm going to struggle this week.
It's been a long week.
It has.
It's been a long week.
It has. Yeah. And the Chiefs don't play till Monday. I was just reminded of.
Oh, I know. I hate Monday night football. I hate it.
Ugh.
You know what's funny is when the Chiefs weren't good, I was like so jealous of all these other teams that got the spotlight games. And now I'm just like, I would kill for a 3 o'clock game. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead, Quentin.
We'll keep going here with calls and then we'll talk about, we'll come back to the porn question here in a sec. that was yesterday. We were talking about cheating or not cheating and what counts as cheating, and we had teased before the break about whether porn counts, and I wanted to have that conversation.
I'm gonna be honest, anytime porn comes up in the show, I feel like that's a good thing for magic moments. I don't even know if I need to play the clip, because you nailed it straight on the head.
I don't know if the context matters.
Here we go, we're gonna move on to the next one.
All right.
Actually, that one doesn't make that much sense. You're going to die. Like, you just need to accept it. Like, it's not.
Was this me talking to Jim?
I have no idea. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it? Oh.
You're going to die.
That's always more coming.
You just need to accept it. We were talking about when my kid asked me if Santa Claus is real.
This was on Monday.
That was the response. Oh, God.
I don't
remember. Could have been a month ago.
All right.
Yeah.
Quickly identify what it is without, you know, having to get a flashlight or something like that. And so that makes sense, too.
So of all the fears that make, like, fear of death also makes sense. Actually, that one doesn't make that much sense. You're going to die. Like, you just need to accept it. Like, it's not a fear necessarily. It's just a dread.
I still don't know what we were talking about.
We were talking about weird fears that people have.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, that I can't remember the exact thing that brought it up. Maybe Quentin can
It was a squirrel moment, but we were talking about like automatic lights in your house and, you know, basically like living alone. And we squirreled into that.
Oh,
and then we started, we found some weird names for phobias and we went down that rabbit hole.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Look, I'm not trying to shame people if that's your kink.
So this we were talking about lawns.
Yes, people that want their lawns to be manicured.
And I know that because that's not the first time I've said that. You know, if you're doing the lawn and manicuring the lawn and taking care of that is your kink, then that's fine. That's been a thing I've said for a while. So it was the lawn thing, right?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
nailed
that's
it.
All I would do is I would mow it and then. Later on would have Henry mow over it, and that was fine. Our grass was great the next year. I don't really understand the point. I'm not trying to shame people if that's your kink. If your kink is
okay. Or if it is something else.
The best part about that is when Jamie jumps in, like just shocked that the vocabulary
your
that
kink.
We're uses. And you know, we're like 8 months into this experiment and it still cracks me up.
I can be a little dramatic sometimes, yes.
All right, last one here.
Whereas if I get it from Sam's Club, it's like, who wants to brush their teeth with soda this morning? Cool.
That was alternate. We got into a topic about alternate ways. Because I remember I suggested toothpaste. You can use baking soda for anything. How did we get into that?
Okay. Can I hear it again?
Washing the dog. I remember I was talking about what I need to wash the dog for the first time.
Whereas if I get it from Sam's Club, it's like, who wants to brush their teeth with soda this morning? Cool.
Oh, no, I was talking about buying soda. I was talking about how cheap it is. And like, it depends on where you go and get it. Because it was something to do with that.
I don't remember
all. Yeah, I don't think because we did talk about toothpaste this week. But I think this was a separate thing where we're talking about other things. But I don't remember. So I give up.
No. It's a big swing and a miss. We were talking about the toilet paper that's coming out. The big toilet paper and buying in bulk. So
right,
really big toilet paper.
If you buy things in bulk, you just use it all. Like it's kind of a scam because you think you're saving money, but you actually just go through it. Like if I buy soda from Sam's Club, then it's like, who wants to? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Okay. Eventually.
We just needed a little hint.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's the show. That's the week. Stay tuned for Dan and Parks. Obviously up next. Got Festivus Friday at 5. We'll be back on Monday at 10 a.m. Until then, love you guys. Bye.
Happy weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.